A controversy has developed over the selection of Beijing, China as the site for the 2022 Winter Olympic Games because, well, Beijing doesn't get a lot of snow. On the Kogo News line is the founder of San Diego State University's Sports Business MBA program, Dr. George Belch. Dr. Belch, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to San Diego's Afternoon News.
Thank you, and nice to be on.
It seems like it's a basic that if you're going to have Winter Olympics, you need snow, and Beijing is not known necessarily for their snow. How come they ended up with this?
Well, it's very surprising. When I first heard the news, I was thinking to myself, wait, they must have been talking about the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
Beijing clearly and the mountains outside of Beijing really don't have snow. They're going to make artificial snow. And that's very unusual for the Olympic Games because I think when we think Winter Olympics, we like to think of pure alpine venues, the European Alps or the Rocky Mountains or places like Vancouver. And this was very stunning to find out that they're going to be held outside of Beijing.
Well, I know that they've hit a point now. A lot of cities decided not to even bid this time. Oslo, Norway, Stockholm, Sweden, they pulled out of the bidding. And, we heard just the other day, Boston doesn't want to bid for, I think, the Summer Olympics. So I'm curious, do cities not want this anymore?
The Olympics have simply become too expensive. And I think what we're seeing, if you go back to when Greece held the Summer Olympics, I think in 2000, they were left with enormous debt. Russia spent about $50 billion in Sochi to put on the last Olympics. And we see all this incredible spending. And I think what's happening in many countries where there's any say-so by the people, they're simply saying this is just too expensive. And all the monies that would be spent for this, the cost is just not in line with the benefits that we're going to get from it.
Do you think we'll come to a point where there will be a Summer Olympic venue and a Winter Olympic venue? These are the two cities in which those are held, and that's it. Nobody else has an opportunity. It's just that's where you go.
I don't think we're going to see that. I think the idea of moving the Olympics around is still something that's very, very popular. And I think what we've seen traditionally is the Olympics have moved around. They've been in Asia, I don't know, between summer and winter, probably about 12 times. They've been in Europe over 30 times. They've been in North America about 12 times. So I still think that there is the opportunity to move the Olympics around. But I think what's happening is that the International Olympic Committee is going to have to recognize that the mood is shifting. The IOC has always been used to everybody catering to them and everyone saying, we'll do anything to have you, and we'll spend billions of dollars, and we're just so excited to be in an Olympic city that we're not going to worry about the money. But that's clearly changed given the world economic climate.
How much money does it really cost? You mentioned $50 billion for the Sochi Olympics just a few years ago. How did it get that expensive?
Well, I think the Sochi Olympics got so expensive because Vladimir Putin wanted to put on a big show. They had a lot of construction costs. I mean, Sochi didn't have many of the venues that were needed. So that's probably a big part. They made major infrastructure changes to build transportation up to the mountains and highways. And in some cases, those can be very good things. If you look when Vancouver hosted the last Olympics, there were a lot of positive things that were associated with that. They improved the highway system from Vancouver up to Whistler, which a lot of people argue was a very dangerous highway. They built an Olympic Village, which ended up becoming moderate-income housing. So not all is negative with this, but the idea of companies going out or countries going out and or cities like we've seen in the past and just building entirely new venues and highways and systems, that I think is where most countries are going to now draw the line moving forward.
I wonder, this might be a curveball, but I wonder if we're going to see the city draw the line when it comes to building a Charger stadium.
Well, that could be. Well, really what you're talking about is really, in a sense, a parallel.
Yeah.
Because if you really look at what we're doing here, I mean, the public support to take taxpayer dollars and spend them on a stadium when we have many problems with aging infrastructure and streets in disrepair, that is very similar to what we're seeing with the Olympics, except on a much larger scale where we might not be talking about $1 billion, we could be talking about tens of billions of dollars in expenditures for a city.
On the Kogo News Live Line, this is the founder of San Diego State University's Sports Business MBA program, Dr. George Belch. Dr. Belch, thanks for talking with us. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thank you very much.